Saturday edition of the program. You can bring us anything you want. All you have to do, dial in toll-free and join us on the phones at 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. And joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Do enjoy the features that we have there for you. Again, totally free, of course, freetalklive.com. Unlike those other talk show hosts that want to charge you for their websites, I bet you'll find more for free than you'll find behind their paywalls over at their sites. Go to freetalklive.com to see for yourself. Oh, and still to come here, your calls about whatever you want.
Get your Liberty message out to thousands of people a month for fractions of a penny apiece. Do it from the back of your car with libertystickers.com. They have hundreds and hundreds of different Liberty sayings over there, libertystickers.com. I like to go and just browse all the sayings. I find it very very amusing. There's lots of amusing bumper stickers. Here's one with an Indian in full headdress that says, sure, you can trust the government. You can check them out. Let your voice be heard. It's libertystickers.com.
Let's go to the phones. Do the fun. You can bring up anything. John is listening in northern Minnesota to WNMT. Hey, John.
Yes, sir. Good evening.
Yeah, John, make sure you talk right into your phone. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah, I got this special phone here. But anyway, as far as your you claim to have food insurance, well, I've been talking for years having it food assurance, because insurance, you have to, you pay in and you hardly ever get anything back for, you know, insurance, life insurance or health insurance. But assurance is you're planning really strongly ahead for your future and hoping it never happens. But
that's a great point. That you're assured that you will have food in the event of a disaster. We're talking about, of course, wisefoodstorage.com.
Oh, yeah. Put it away.
They're sponsor of the show, and a great way to have assurance. I think you're right, John.
A brilliant correction. Thank you for that, John. Anything else you want to share with us tonight?
Yeah. On this Ron Paul thing, they're sure picking on him. It must mean that he's making a splash in this campaign thing.
Absolutely right. As Gandhi said, I believe it was Gandhi who originated this quote, first they ignore you, which they tried their damnedest to do in 2008, then they laugh at you, then they fight you, and then you win. So I think we're at the fighting stage here. Hopefully he'll win, although, if he doesn't, I'm not
I think he's won simply by getting the Liberty message out to all the people who have heard it. To me, that's the win. I want him to be the next president of the United States. I'm all for that, but,
John, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you, sir.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. Bye-bye. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. In fact, since he brought up Ron Paul, Mark, you actually had a story of interest tonight.
Yeah, this is interesting. This is from lacrossewatchdog.org.
Now, this is as we're approaching the South Carolina primary.
Right.
Is it a primary or a caucus?
It's a primary.
Okay.
And it's much bigger than the New Hampshire primary. I mean, this is a
bigger state.
Yeah, you can't do the retail politics like you do in New Hampshire. You don't do the door knocking and stuff like that in a state as large as South Carolina that you can do in New Hampshire. It's just a different sort of primary. And South Carolina hasn't been wrong yet in their number one choice as far as who goes
on. Is that right?
Now, that doesn't mean anything. Remember, Barack Obama was the first senator since JFK to be elected president, and, before him there had never been a Catholic, and there's all these little rules.
I saw a neat little picture on Facebook the other day. Somebody posted up where it showed pictures of, I think it was Clinton, Bush, and Obama, and Ron Paul, and it said, what do all these men have in common?
Came in second in New Hampshire.
Came in second in New Hampshire. Very interesting.
There's a strong argument to be had that Ron Paul could be the anti-Romney candidate if people would get on board. And a point that I've made that has yet to be rebutted, not once, by anybody, is that, look, Ron Paul is the only choice that a Republican has to vote for in the Republican primary. Here's the reason. Because if Ron Paul decides to run third party, now that's not your decision as the voter, that's his decision as the candidate. You don't get to make that decision. If he decides to do that, then the Republican can't win. Now, I don't know whether he'll beat Obama in that circumstance. I wouldn't propose to say. It's unlikely that a third-party candidate will win anything. But if he does, then the Republican can't win. And every Republican knows that. That's why they're beating him up over saying whether or not he'll run. So the only choice a Republican has, if a Republican wants the Republican to win, is to vote for Ron Paul. That way he can't run third-party and mess things up.
Didn't was it Gingrich who said he would vote for Obama over Ron Paul? Or
no, they. I think it was he kind of stumbled over it. He wasn't sure what he was going to do, but at some point or another, they got him nailed down that he would vote for the Republican no matter what. But
gotcha.
It really bothers him. And so there's a lot of dirty tricks. And South Carolina, it unfortunately, has been the primary where many dirty tricks has been played.
Well, any time that you start as a political candidate who supports liberty, as Ron Paul does, any time you start getting traction, all of a sudden the nasty stuff is going to come out of the woodwork. I mean, people are going to get desperate. We saw what happened with Julia's campaign, one of our co-hosts during the week. She was just running for a city council seat, and they came out, with guns a-blazing, so to speak, and they, threatened her with felony charges. So, I mean, they'll come up with whatever they can to besmirch somebody that they don't want to take those seats of power.
Absolutely. I mean, it is a powerful seat, and you got to ask yourself, why is Obama willing to spend $1 billion on his campaign? Because it's a powerful position, and there's a lot of where power is, money is, and that's just the way that goes.
And so what's going on down south?
This is being reported, as I said, lacrossewatchdog.org. South Carolina's GOP primary is known for dirty tricks, but this may be a new low. And it gives this gentleman's name, says, from Capital Free Press, alerted to this Facebook post in the group Stop Ron Paul 2012 by a man named, it looks like Jerry Bauer. It's spelled funny. It looks Brower? Brower. Mr. Brower has been trying to smear Ron Paul with KKK stuff for weeks, it appears. And then it goes down here. And here's a post, here's a screenshot, a cut screenshot, and it says, has this Jerry Brower's name, and says, if you live in South Carolina and want to have some real fun with these Paul bots here, here's what we do. We go online, we buy or make your own very own KKK robe, complete with hood, the hood's important, then get some Ron Paul signs off the internet or make your own, follow Paul around South Carolina, and be sure to get photographed by the media. Again, hoods are important, so we can all be Klansmen for Paul, black, white, Jewish, Asian, these Paul bots will S a brick. So, I mean, his intention, and actually people are below it saying, what a good idea. This is seriously a great idea. Anybody want to volunteer? This is what Chris Collins says behind here. And this just goes to show what people will do
desperate.
In these circumstances.
Right. They're trying to exploit the one, chink that Ron Paul has
had. The candidate
had.
Who says one of his heroes is Martin Luther King Jr.
They're and Rosa Parks.
Yeah, they're going to follow him around with KKK. K-hoods.
Right, because he had this newsletter thing back in the early 1990s where...
I don't know why they're proposing to do it. Every candidate up to this point has been called a racist. Every single one of them has been called a racist. So it's nothing unusual.
Well, they're doing it because they don't like Ron Paul, right?
That's
so
why they're doing it.
So this goes back to these racist newsletters that happened in the early 90s.
I wouldn't
which
call
were
them racist.
Edited
they
by,
were
there was some racist. No, there was some racist stuff in there from what I saw. But anyway, they... It wasn't Ron Paul who wrote it. It was somebody else. And Mark, you mentioned the guy's name who allegedly wrote it.
I have it in front of me, but
I don't know. I don't. I've never heard of
some guy's name. I've never heard before.
Yeah. So like, he had an editor, and the editor had people that he had writing. And like, Ron Paul was one of those things where he's too busy doing other things, and he wasn't paying attention to what it said. And he has apologized for it, and he has
said it's inappropriate.
He has disavowed it, and he has embraced and shown in the debates he has answered this question I think brilliantly, and pointed out that he. Martin Luther King is one of his heroes, and that not only that, he's his hero because he supported civil disobedience, that he supported peaceful civil disobedience, which was great to hear someone say that in a national presidential debate. So it gave him an excuse to talk about civil disobedience, and it also gave him the excuse to talk about ending the war on drugs and pointing out how the war on drugs is a hugely racist policy.
Yeah.
They target blacks and Hispanics far more often than they target whites, and of course they target poor people far more often. It's a very bigoted policy. They target poor people more often than they target anybody else. And so he pointed this out and made it very clear that, look, Ron Paul points out he's the only candidate out there of all the Republicans and Obama who supports ending the war on drugs, which is a huge step in the right direction towards ending racial disparity.
Yeah, and according
but as far as I'm concerned, Mark, on this story, the good news about this is a bunch of Republicans will end up having to have a KKK robe hanging in their closets after this event's over.
That's funny. There's a new poll by an American Research Group that puts I'll give you the information here shortly.
About what? A poll about what?
A poll about the presidential race, and I guess the order's changed a little bit as to who's going to win and who's going to lose.
We'll see about that. 855-453, that's the toll-free number. You can bring up anything you want and take control of the airwaves. 1-855-453. 453. This is the Live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to MysticStampAd.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to MysticStampAd.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to MysticStampAd.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or MysticStampAd.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like elderberry power, oregacillin, olive leaf capsules, grapefruit seed extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. It's a live Saturday edition of the program, and you are invited to dial in toll-free and take control of these airwaves. Bring up whatever you might like at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website. Over at freetalklive.com, we have listening options there. Live streams are available for you. Broadband and dial-up versions of the show available around the clock. You can get the latest episode of Free Talk Live there over at listen.freetalklive.com. And that's where you'll also learn more about how to listen via our over 100 great AM and FM radio stations across the country that air the show throughout the week. Satellite radio, like XM Satellite Radio, we're up on two different channels up there. And the also the free-to-air KU-band channel, we've got that. The webcam, as well as the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. Listen.freetalklive.com is where you learn more.
If you've been listening to Free Talk Live for any length of time, you've heard about the new digital currency called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is an online digital cash. It's uncounterfeitable. It's uninflatable. It's not owned by any corporation. It is not controlled by any government. But for some people, obtaining them has been kind of tricky. Crypto exchange is the fastest and safest way to buy and sell your Bitcoins. Now, I believe that statement because I went through their process and purchased a whole bunch of Bitcoins recently in the last week. If you're totally clueless, and I tend to be when it comes to the internet, they have a 24-hour customer service link right there on the site. You just on the upper right-hand side, you click it, and somebody will get on there after, you know, it takes a little while, but somebody pops on and they'll help you out. It's you can see their banner at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. It's the easiest way for me to get you to crypto exchange. It's bitcoin.freetalklive.com. Just click on the banner.
All right, let's continue with you and your thoughts. John is in Florida. John, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys. I want to discuss with you something that's going on here in Orlando that I find to be a very strange policy, which is basically putting people in boxes. For example, there's a ordinance in Orlando that says you cannot panhandle, you cannot ask people for money without, but they have these little tape, like blue tape, little taped off boxes on the sidewalk where you are allowed to ask people for money. And like, well, at the Orange County Courthouse, you're also not allowed to engage in any type of First Amendment activities there. But they do have these little taped-off sections where you are allowed to engage in First Amendment activities. And what brought this to my my thought recently was there was an incident where someone was writing some pro-liberty messages with chalk. It was one of these occupier protesters with chalk on the sidewalk. He got arrested for it. He got bailed out. He went and did it again and got arrested for it. They revoked his bail. He was in there for quite a while. But anyway,
for chalking.
Yeah, for talking. For talk, just like what's going on, what happened recently up there in New Hampshire with Damo and the other folks.
Well, but, I mean, at least here they haven't arrested anyone for chalking on the sidewalk yet. They only have arrested people for chalking on the government buildings. But things do tend to be worse down in Florida. Go ahead.
That's true. So what I thought was interesting, though, was they when this gentleman was in court at the Orange County Courthouse, there was a whole group of these Occupy protesters that came out in an attempt to do some civil disobedience, and they came out to chalk the courthouse. However,
nice.
They only ended up, as I understand it, only ended up chalking within these taped-off areas where they were allowed to chalk in those beach chalking zones.
Right.
And I just thought it was overly peculiar that, you know, it's just like a complete control freak mentality that it's not about the chalking, it's not about anything else, it's you have to do what we say you're allowed to do, essentially. And I just think it's very strange, and I just want to bring that up, because this is all free speech type of things. If you're asking somebody for money, for example, that's still a free speech issue. It may annoy you, but mm-hmm. you can walk by. And just on top of that as well, the Orlando mayor, Buddy Dyer, who I find to be a repulsive individual, back in 2006, he encouraged people to write Orlando Magic on the sidewalk in support of our local basketball team.
So, oh, I see. So as long as it's a state-approved message, then you
fine,
can write
then.
It on the sidewalk,
yeah.
But otherwise don't do it.
I love Judge So-and-so. You can write that.
Buddy Dyer for Mayor 2012.
Yeah.
You can write that on.
Mm-hmm, that all figures. And so, you know, what they're doing, of course, is they're acclimating people to the idea that there is no free speech, and that you can have your free speech only as long as we allow you to and where we allow you to have it, and then inevitably those areas will become more and more difficult to access or be seen in and or be eliminated entirely. That would be my prediction.
Right. I think it was an interesting development that they allowed people to write with chalk within the free speech zones, but not anywhere else in Orlando, which essentially says to me that nowhere else in Orlando is a free speech zone besides these little boxes in the courthouse.
Yep.
You know, so it's just odd the way they pull this stuff off, and I think it's ridiculous. I just wanted to let you guys know about it.
Yeah, and unfortunately, they're going to get away with it because, as we discovered at the Huntsman event that we went to recently, I don't know if you've seen that video, John, but it's over at freekeen.com, where the same thing happened. We were in a public place in this Keene State College room where Huntsman was going to be speaking, and we were standing quietly and peacefully in the upstairs balcony with signs, just standing there holding secession signs. We were told to leave, or we were told to either leave or go into a special free speech zone, and I specifically asked him when he told us that they had an area set aside for us. I said, oh, you mean a free speech zone? And he said, yeah. And so, you know, there's right in your face with it. They'll just throw it right up in your face that, look, there is no free speech here.
How could there be free speech if there has to be a zone for it?
Yeah, and so it's all a big joke, and then when I pointed out that we were being aggressed against to the audience, I spoke up to the audience, they applauded. So, you know, these people were applauding the idea of free speech being absolutely destroyed. And so, as what was it, a Star Wars, I think, where
this
said...
That's how free speech dies, too much applause.
Freedom dies to loud applause or something like that.
I read a lot of the comments on that video as well, and one of the things a lot of people said was, hey, they rented out this space, so they should be able to control who comes and who goes, but how can you rent out a public space and not allow the public there? I don't understand that.
Absolutely.
I think most importantly, it looks real bad for the Huntsman campaign that he's allowing this kind of thing or encouraging.
Well, right now, I think there's something.
I don't think it could look much worse for the Huntsman campaign at this point. I mean, he's polling at 1% in South Carolina.
I think it's one thing to say, you know, if we'd been up there shouting slogans at people, you know, disrupting someone else's speech, then that would make sense. But all we were doing was quietly holding signs. So I don't understand what, you know, the offense was. It was just they didn't. I want to see the signs.
I also think it's interesting, Ian, that the police officer said to you when you spoke to the crowd, he said, "Now you are disrupting." So what were you doing before? You weren't disrupting before. They just wanted you to leave. That just his statement there just goes to show you were not disrupting.
Right.
Before.
He said technically, he said we were disorderly, and it would become disorderly. So it's just absurd. And you know, the more they get away with it, the more power they're going to have, the more afraid people are going to be to violate it. But as you guys found out down there in Orlando, if you violate the zone where they're allowing you to pass things out at the courthouse, they put you in jail for 6 months.
They sure do.
So there's only one solution to me, John, and that's to get liberty-minded people together, all in the same place, hence the Free State Project and the Shire Society here in New Hampshire.
I hear you, brother. Thanks for the show, guys.
Talk to you later. Thanks for the call tonight. That's John Kurtz, by the way, from Orlando Cop Watch and Free Radical Radio. 855-450-FREE. You can.
I know that voice anywhere.
You can take control of the airwaves here and bring up whatever you want. Now, Mark, you said statistics. You got info here. Huntsman not doing so hot.
Yeah, from American Research Group. They, you know, one of these myriad of polling organizations. The most recent poll has just come out for South Carolina, and I wanted to share those numbers with you.
All right, 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll free line, and you can bring up anything you want. Live Saturday edition of the program, Internet Addiction. Maybe we'll talk about that coming up as well. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know that how well your brain works is directly dependent upon how well your gut works? Did you know that an inflamed or compromised digestive system directly contributes to poor focus, depression, irritability, attention deficit, and hyperactivity? By eliminating the inflammation in your intestines and by having good bacteria populations, you may enjoy better brain function. The most important protein your body needs to keep inflammation down is glutathione. The number one food to support a dramatic increase in glutathione production is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. Virtually all whey proteins are damaged by heat, filtration, and chemicals, except one. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein on the market. It is changing the lives of its users in very positive ways. One World Whey may act as one of the most important health foods to support your and your child's optimal brain function. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the freeze-dry guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborist, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. It is a live Saturday edition of the program. The toll-free number is 855-453. SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. We've been mentioning SACL CAI all night, but what is SACL CAI anyway?
SACL is a company that's owned by Jason Osborne, among others. He's one of the principals over there at SACL CAI. They handle accounts receivable. Whether you have trouble with collections, they can handle that. They do early out billing. They purchase charged off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They're not like so many other collections companies out there that you've heard of. SACL CAI is going to make sure that not only you collect your money, but you keep your clients too. It's SACL CAI. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's top one on the right-hand side of the page.
Indeed. So we've been talking a little bit about Ron Paul here. Of course, we like him, and he's doing fairly well. I mean, he's came in second place in New Hampshire. By the way, he came in second place in both the Republican and Democrat primaries.
Yeah, you're not going to hear that on the mainstream media.
There were thousands of write-in votes for him in the Democrat primary because people like me, I was stuck as a Democrat. I couldn't change my voter registration before the election and within enough time to actually change to a undeclared or a Republican because I had registered as a Democrat so I could go to one of their meetings here recently. And so I was stuck. I couldn't vote on the Republican election, but I gave the symbolic vote and went ahead and wrote in Ron Paul. Well, there were over 2,000 people in New Hampshire that on Democratic Democratic ballot wrote in Ron Paul, making him number two on that ballot.
It'd been funny if most of the Obama supporters didn't go and vote in the primary, because there was really no point.
Yeah, right.
Would have beat him in the primary. That would be awesome.
It would have been. But he didn't. He also got second place in the Republican primary, as you know. Of course, did very well in Iowa.
It was basically a tie for first in Iowa, and then Ron Paul came in third in that circumstance.
Yeah.
And, you know,
and he's getting 23, 22, you know, up in the 20s, a good percentage of people. And by the way, he more than doubled his vote in Iowa. He about tripled his vote in New Hampshire as far as the percentages go. I didn't look at the actual numbers. So he's doing much better this time around than he did in 2008. That's why they're coming out with desperate tactics like having a KKK rally, a fake KKK rally at the Ron Paul. Well, maybe some of them are real. People are just desperately trying to derail his campaign in whatever way they can. And, of course, there's not much you can attack Ron Paul on because he's consistent and he's principled and he loves freedom.
Yeah, the polls are what the polls are. They're interesting and everything. But, you know, the elections are sort of what counts. Santorum got a big bump in Iowa where, you know, they've got lots of religious conservatives there. And
not so many here in New Hampshire.
He got single digits in New Hampshire as far as percentages go. You're not going to go anywhere with that. And he's down here in the poll from the American Research Group in South Carolina, too.
Yeah,
Gingrich got single digits, I believe, in both locations. I can't remember off the top of my head what he was in Iowa, but I don't think it was very good. Both those guys' campaigns, it's all over but the crying at this point. Perry doesn't even know that he's the walking dead.
What are the results here in this campaign poll out of South Carolina?
South Carolina, American Research Group. This one's from January the 11th, 2012. And 11th and 12th, and then it was just released. I believe it was today. It might have been late yesterday. So Mitt Romney in first place with 29%. Mm-hmm. Now, this is the front runner. Can't seem to get out of the 30s. I mean, in New Hampshire, he did a little better than that, but it's practically his home state, too. His performance has been lackluster all along. This is an incredibly weak field. Romney's at 29%. Gingrich, who, you know, single digits in New Hampshire, couldn't go anywhere in New Hampshire, is at 25% in South Carolina. Because a lot of people want this anti-Romney vote. They just don't know where it is. And what I'm trying to reveal to them is, it's Ron Paul. Like, I know it's not the most palatable. If you're a social conservative or whatever, or you're pro-war, he's not the most palatable candidate out there.
Right. He actually wants to allow people to be free.
You've got three choices at this point. You can pick Ron Paul, you can pick Mitt Romney, or you can pick Barack Obama. Those are your choices. The rest of it's just a waste. I mean, that's the end of it. I'm sorry. Paul's
well, that's funny that you're saying that, Mark, because the libertarians used to argue against the wasted vote syndrome and point out that if you're voting for someone with whom you agree, then it's never a wasted vote to vote for somebody with whom you agree. It wouldn't be a wasted vote to vote for Ron Paul if he were only garnering 4%, because Paul...
In 2000,
for something.
In 2000, many of the people that probably voted for Ralph Nader probably felt like their vote was wasted when they found out Al Gore lost by a handful of votes. I mean, you know, so that's the waste I'm talking about. You can place your vote better or worse. I mean, I understand, if you voted for Ralph Nader, you probably would have preferred Al Gore be the president over George Bush. But the result was the opposite.
I don't know about that, Mark. I think that I get where you're coming from. I understand how people feel about wasting their votes and all that. But all that said, if you're voting based on principle, then it's never a wasted vote.
There's top tier candidates and there's not. And in this race, that's it. I mean, you could say what you want about it. You could look at 2000.
Are the people who are voting for Newt Gingrich voting on some sort of principle? I doubt that.
I think they're voting for against Romney.
I don't know. I mean, they didn't ask him that question.
No, you never get the question. You don't get to be asked a question. No one cares what's in your heart and your soul. They care about what name you bubble in next to.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the end of the story. Perry's at 9%. He's actually beating Santorum.
So wait, who was after Gingrich? I'm sorry.
Perry. at 9%.
So where's Ron Paul in there?
He's 20%.
Oh, okay.
He was
so Ron
third.
Paul's number three.
Yes, number three. Then fourth is Perry at 9%. Which is
right, that's right about where he was. Wait, didn't he get like 1% in New Hampshire, like 0.7 or something?
You know, the zombie. You know what I mean? That campaign's over.
But he's still in the race. He hasn't pulled out yet.
Yeah. Santorum went into the single digits after a big win in Iowa and New Hampshire, and he's in the single digits in this poll at 7% in South Carolina. Yeah, it's not going to go anywhere. Huntsman's below other.
Oh, my gosh. All right.
So the undecided's at 7%. So, really, the Santorum votes are undecided. The other votes are undecided. The Huntsman votes are undecided. The Perry votes are undecided. And, frankly, the Gingrich ones are to some extent, too, because they'd go with whomever they go with.
I'd say you're reaching there and saying those people are undecided. But the undecideds, I would say, are undecided. The rest of the people have made up their minds, it sounds like. That doesn't mean they won't change their minds prior to the election. Now, I imagine they're probably going to have another debate before
Are the Ron Paul people going to change their mind?
I doubt that.
Yeah. They're passionate. And, you know, I mean, this is, as far
there
as I'm
some
concerned,
sitters.
I'm not, you know, all I'm doing is predicting here. I'm making my opinion known. My opinion is you've got a choice between three candidates. Newt Gingrich is not going to get the nod. Perry is not going to get the nod. Santorum, thank goodness, is not going to get the nod. You've got the choice of Ron Paul, Mitt Romney, and Barack Obama. Pick. You can vote for Mitt Romney. If you vote for one of the other candidates, you're just going ahead and just go ahead and vote for Obama instead.
Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Yeah, you know, I think that I understand where you're coming from, Mark, and I'm certainly no political analyst, but I do know that things can change, and, you know, for all you know, this Gingrich is going to take over the lead. I mean, he's in second place in
South Carolina.
Weird
things happen. There's no doubt.
So, I mean, to blow off somebody who's in a second place position.
Ron Paul's already beating him in delegates. What's he got for delegates?
I don't know, Mark. Nothing. Okay.
I'm just telling.
We're only two states in here. I mean,
You're only two states in. You're only two states
in. You got a ways to go.
Momentum
Florida's
matters.
A big one, right?
He does not have the big mo. He's got a big bunch of bumps on the road. There are two candidates that have come out in the top in both of these elections that count.
To me, all of that, it really doesn't matter that much. All that really matters to me is Ron Paul and getting him on TV and getting him on the radio.
He does that more when people vote for him.
And getting him in front of people. And so I just support Ron Paul. You know, is there a money bomb going on right now?
You can go to ronpaul2012.com. And I just actually just donated some money to the campaign. Also, there's a national poll out here that puts Ron Paul in second behind Mitt Romney, tied with Gingrich. So,
That's all I care about. I don't care about who drops out of the Republican race or who's getting what percentage. To me, what
all those
to
things
me is
matter.
Ron
this
Paul
is politics.
Gets,
if you want to win an election,
it doesn't matter. What matters is
matters
Ron
to you.
Paul. What matters is him talking to people and people listening. And I heard, what was it? I saw somewhere that I think it was the G4. He did an interview on the Video Game Channel, which was very good, by the way. And they pointed out that I guess Ron Paul's like the number one search term on Technorati, which is an index of all the blogs on the internet. Number one search. And has been that way since May of 2011. We're coming up, Free Talk Live. You know that cigarettes will kill you. You've been thinking about giving the e-cigarette a try? There is a healthier option. 22,000 times healthier. Well, listen to this offer from Vaporsniffs.com. A pack-a-day smoker will save $120 a month. So you already start being richer, feeling healthier, and smelling better. What more could you want? How about a free starter kit? Just purchase 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. Free shipping on orders of $60 or more. 855-2-GET-VAPOR or go to Vaporsmiths.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hvextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hvextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Did you ever think you'd be where you are, a decade into the 21st century? Record foreclosure rates for homes, if not yours, your neighbors. Thankful for the unemployment check since you were laid off. And placing your child's name on the angel tree in hopes of a Christmas gift, along with thousands of other Americans. Did you ever think your future would feel this out of control? The fact is, in all this craziness, there's only one thing you can control. Your greatest dependency, your food supply. Make 2012 the year you take control by getting prepared. eFoods Direct introduces the best way to build your food supply in the 21st century. Get a 21-day supply of food free with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take back control in 2012. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. It is a live Saturday edition. Moments remain. Enough time for you and your thoughts if you dial in now at 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. Join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features we give to you there. And if you want to support Free Talk Live, go to promote.freetalklive.com. You'll learn there how you can get a free bumper sticker. And you can download, of course, web graphics, high-res graphics with which you can make stuff like T-shirts or whatever you want. Also, we've got other things on there like flyers you can print out and distribute, post up places. Go to promote.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, we talk about gold and silver on a regular basis. You can't listen to talk radio and even television, the news channels these days, without hearing about buying gold. It's important. I think it's important to have some gold and silver, you know, put away, whether it's a hedge against inflation or investment, barter currency, whatever your reason is. I certainly have plenty, but it's important to buy it right. You know, and it can be very difficult in dealing with these gold companies to buy right. A lot of them, you know, they tend to amaze you, to flummox you with all their stuff. Is it numismatics, bullion, and you know, all these terms? Free Talk Live makes it easy for you. Go to gold.freetalklive.com. There are coins there. You can comparison shop those coins and pieces elsewhere and make sure that you get the best price. We believe that we have the best prices at gold.freetalklive.com, but you'll need to check us. It's gold.freetalklive.com, and there's lots of them to choose from there.
All right, so let's talk about internet addiction. According to The Independent at independent.co.uk, scientists have some news about it. Internet addiction has for the first time been linked with changes in the brain, similar to those seen in people addicted to alcohol, cocaine, and cannabis.
Cannabis is addictive?
Well, no, it's not. Cannabis has been found to not be physically addictive. But
later in the article, they leave out cannabis. They list alcohol and cocaine.
Well, it is possible to become addicted to things if you have an addictive personality.
Sure. They have Sex Addicts Anonymous. They have right. Overeaters Anonymous. No one would claim that food or sex are addictive, though.
Indeed. So in a groundbreaking study, researchers used MRI scanners to reveal abnormalities in the brains of adolescents who spent many hours on the Internet to the detriment of their social and personal lives. The finding could throw light.
Now, this is not the average person who's using the Internet by any stretch, or even the average adolescent. You're talking about, I mean, they've got some stories in here that are shocking.
The finding could throw light on their other behavioral problems and lead to the development of new approaches to treatment, say researchers. An estimated 5-10% of Internet users are thought to be addicted, meaning they're unable to control their use. The majority are games players who become so absorbed in the activity they go without food and drink for long periods, and their education, work, and relationships suffer. And I can say, I can relate. I feel like I spend too much time on Facebook and in my email box, and I'm aware of the problem, and that's the first step to solving the problem. But taking the other steps is the difficult part, pulling away and doing something else. Henrietta Bowden-Jones, consultant psychiatrist at Imperial College London, who runs Britain's only clinic for Internet addicts and problem gamblers, said the majority of people we see with serious Internet addictions are gamers, people who spend long hours in various games that cause them to disregard their obligations. Now, we've talked about this issue before in the past and have had folks call in who have been addicted to or are addicted to games like World of Warcraft or EverQuest. I don't know if they still got that out there, but it's probably still going. They have these massively, what they call massively multiplayer online role-playing games. And essentially, they're games that never end. So you go in and you create a character and you do whatever you do in the world, fight beasties and talk to people and, you know, sell stuff and buy stuff and whatever other things that you're allowed to do in the game. And the game is just so large in scope because the games today are, they have the capability of being tremendous.
When they use the term massive to describe them, they're not kidding.
No, yeah, there's no exaggeration. And so not only do they have the huge scope of this game world, but also there are multiple servers upon which one can play. So you can go into different servers and, you know, play this huge game world with different people. And basically, it's just very addictive because to some extent, it's this, which is the weird thing about this, right, is it's a social experience, but not really, in that You're interacting with other human beings. There are non-player characters, meaning computer characters, but there are also humans that are, you know, in this game all together. So they go and they do what they call raids, for instance, where the, you know, the team will go and they'll go on some sort of a mission. They have to accomplish something, bring back something, or kill a beast of some mm-hmm. sort. And so they team up and they have guilds and you know, teams basically that they can pal around with these folks with, essentially. And, in fact, there's even, oh, God, what is that Internet show that makes fun of this? There's, like, a little TV show online that kind of pokes fun at the Internet guilds. Anyway, I don't know what it's called because I'm not, I don't watch it. But anyway, all that aside, on one hand, it's a social thing because you are interacting with other human beings, but they're not actually there with you. You're not physically with those people. You're not really accomplishing anything in real life. You're just getting digital goods, and it gives you an excuse to pull away from your family or whoever it is that actually is there that cares about you in real life. Because as it turns out, if you decide you don't want to be in the guild anymore, then the guild members don't want to have anything to do with you.
Yeah, they're not your friends. They're your guild members.
Yeah, exactly. So we'll continue here with the piece. She says, I've seen people who stopped attending university lectures, failed their degrees, or their marriages broke down because they were unable to emotionally connect with anything outside of the game. And we've had people call and tell us these stories before, and they're very sad. And you know, it should be held up as an example for people to see what this addiction can do to people. I mean, literally every moment of some people's lives are spent in these games because, I don't know, maybe they feel like the real life, the real world just isn't as fulfilling.
Well, there's a story there where a mother lets her toddler starve to death.
Oh, jeez.
I mean, it's incredible.
Although most of the population was spending longer times online.
I don't know if it starved to death.
That was not evidence of addiction, she said. It's different. We're doing it because modern life requires us to link up over the net in regards to jobs, professional and social connections, but not in an obsessive way. When someone comes to you and says they didn't sleep last night because they spent 14 hours playing games, and it was the same the previous night, and they tried to stop but they couldn't, you know they have a problem. And it does tend to be the games that catches people out. Researchers in China scanned the brains of 17 adolescents diagnosed with internet addiction disorder who've been referred to the Shanghai Mental Center and compared the results with scans from 16 of their peers. The results showed impairment of white matter fibers in the brain, connecting regions involving emotional processing, attention, decision-making, and cognitive control. Similar changes to the white matter have been observed in other forms of addiction to substances such as alcohol and cocaine. The findings suggest that the white matter integrity may serve as a potential new treatment target for internet addiction disorder. Now there's a name for it, internet addiction disorder. The authors acknowledge they can't tell whether the brain changes are the cause or the consequence of the internet addiction. It could be that young people with the brain changes observed are more prone to becoming addicted. And that's a good question. Are there people who are more likely to become addicted to these internet games?
Prone.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, how could you know?
Again, as we've seen, there are people who have addictive personalities. There are people. I remember my old roommate at one time was doing drugs, and that was not good for him. He was I think he was shooting up oxycodone, actually.
Yeah, that doesn't sound good for you.
Not good. And he ended up getting off of the oxycodone, but he ended up getting hooked on skydiving instead, which, you know, arguably, much more healthy addiction. Still a little risky.
Sounds expensive, though.
And it's a hobby, but once you... It's one of those things where once you start doing it more often, you get certified, and then you get your own pack, and you get, you know, you're packing your own chutes, and you can save money down the line if you're doing it that way. But you know, he traded one addiction for another, and so he had that addictive personality where he's got something that he's got to, you know, be addicted to and hooked on, and better to have a healthier addiction than one that's not so healthy.
So I can see value in that. Sure,
those people exist. And I don't think I'm one of those people necessarily. There was a game that I was playing recently called Skyrim, where I was staying up all night playing this game, and that's what I tend to do when I find an one of these. Again, it's not an online game; it's a single player game, but it's a very wide scope game. You can travel throughout a whole world and do all manner of things, and so there's a lot that one can do. But I haven't played in a couple of weeks, so I'm guessing that means that I'm not hooked on it, right? Like, even though I'm staying up all night playing it, I don't have to play it the next day. So does that mean I'm an addict?
You're a binge player.
yeah, that's right. That's how I see it.
You think that's funny. You know, I mean, when a game's good or a book's good or a movie's good, people are going to stay up a little later doing it. The advantage to movies is that they end in short periods of time. You know, a book... It can take a long time to read a book.
That's true. A long book, you can just crank through that thing.
It's never been, for me, an issue. I get tired, I go to sleep. You know, there's not as much action. It's not as interactive that way. But some people are different. I mean, some people literally intend to read a book from start to finish when they sit down.
So it's an open discussion here. You're welcome to chime in. Not tonight, of course, because we're done for now. But we do this thing 7 nights per week. In fact, Mark, you're going to be hosting the Sunday show tomorrow.
That I will.
People can see that and hear that over at freetalklive.com. And maybe on your local station. If we're not yet on your local station on Sunday nights, give him a call and ask him real nice like to add Free Talk Live Sundays and weekdays as well. We'll see you tomorrow online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com. Have a super weekend.
DigEdPress.com is your home for illustrated science fiction and adventure. Escape from Terra, Volume 2, continues the bold adventures of intrepid space pioneers as they find wealth, freedom, and a giant Elvis head in interplanetary space. Venus Crumb is where Swashbuckle meets steampunk, and this offbeat space pirate saga written by L. Neil Smith and illustrated by Scott Beezer. Both books are $14.95 each and available now at DigEdPress.com.
Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.